This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Demolition experts have begun placing explosives Sunday in the partially collapsed Champlain Towers South building in South Florida in an attempt to bring down the rest of the building before the area is affected by the oncoming tropical storm Elsa. Detonation is expected to take place within hours. Officials fear the building is unstable and could fall if left to bear the brunt of high winds from the advancing tropical storm. At least 24 people died when the 12-story building collapsed on June 24th, and 121 people are still missing. Officials say rescuers will restart the search as soon as possible after the building is destroyed. The latest forecasts on Tropical Storm Elsa from the National Hurricane Center have the storm shifting to the west and missing South Florida, but forecasters are expecting high winds that could result in a less controlled collapse of the building's ruins. Residents of the remaining portion of the Champlain Towers South have long since evacuated, and officials are not letting them back in to retrieve their belongings. They say it's too dangerous. Cuba has evacuated 180,000 people amid fears that Tropical Storm Elsa could unleash heavy flooding there. The storm has already killed at least three people while battering several Caribbean islands. Cuban government opened shelters and took measures to protect sugarcane and cocoa crops ahead of the storm. The storm's next target was Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency in 15 counties. Elsa was a Category 1 hurricane up until Saturday morning. It caused widespread damage in several eastern Caribbean islands on Friday as the first hurricane of the Atlantic season. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Vatican says Pope Francis has reacted well to planned intestinal surgery at a hospital in Rome. In a statement late on Sunday, a Holy See spokesman said the 84-year-old Francis had general anesthesia during the surgery on his large intestine. The Vatican has not given any details about the pontiff's condition. Francis is expected to convalesce in a special 10th-floor suite reserved for popes, but the Vatican has not said how long he'll stay. It's the first time Pope Francis has been hospitalized since his election in 2013. Rebels in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray region on Sunday accepted a ceasefire in principle, but posed strict conditions for it to be formalized. Notable among those conditions was the withdrawal from the region of Eritrean forces, as well as fighters from the neighboring Ethiopian region of Amhara, who have been supporting the Ethiopian army during the 8-month-long conflict. Tigray has been the scene of fighting since Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent the army in early November to topple the regional authorities, which emerged from the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. Lebanon's medicine importers on Sunday said they had run out of hundreds of essential drugs and warned of more shortages as the country's dire financial crisis batters the health sector. Lebanese face several shortages, including petrol, amid what the World Bank says is one of the world's worst financial crises since the 1850s. The local currency has lost more than 90% of its value on the black market, but the central bank has been helping importers cover a large portion of the cost of imported drugs. Now, the Lebanese Association of Pharmaceuticals Importers says medicine imports have almost completely ground to a halt over the past month. Dozens of people infected with COVID-19 died in Indonesia over the weekend when a hospital in Yogyakarta ran out of oxygen. The hospital tried switching oxygen cylinders during the outage, but failed to save 63 of its COVID patients. Cities across the country are facing a surge in coronavirus cases. Hospital Director Rukmono Siswishanto said in a statement Sunday morning he'd informed multiple authorities, including the country's Minister of Health, that the hospital was due to run out of oxygen on Saturday evening. The surge of daily new cases in Indonesia has pushed hospitals to build makeshift intensive care units and quarantine centers. At least three new cemeteries for COVID-19 victims have been established in the capital, Jakarta. And the Suez Canal Authority says it has reached an agreement to settle a financial dispute with the owners of a hulking container ship that blocked the crucial waterway for nearly a week earlier this year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.